For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is expected to send its findings in the investigation into sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to Capitol Hill soon. Three moderate Republican senators didn't like President Trump's mocking of Christine Blasey Ford during the rally last night in Mississippi, and neither did Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
President Trump's outright mockery of a sexual assault survivor, riddled as it was with falsehoods, was reprehensible beneath the office of the presidency and beneath common decency from one person to another.
White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
She's been treated like a Fabergé egg by all of us, beginning with me and the president. He's pointing out factual inconsistencies. Do you have corroboration for her claims? Have you found, can you fill in her memory gaps or her factual inconsistencies?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
One officer was killed and six others wounded in a shooting at a residence in Florence County, South Carolina. Sheriff Kenny Boone says deputies went to a home when they ran into an ambush-type situation.
They thought it was a random search warrant.
There was a two-hour standoff with a man inside the home, and his children were in there too, but the suspect is now in custody. After a United Nations court said a treaty requires the U.S. to lift sanctions on humanitarian goods for Iran, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Washington was going to terminate the treaty.
The Iranians have been ignoring it for an awfully long time. We ought to have pulled out of it decades ago.
Pompeo said the administration would proceed with sanctions enforcement with existing exceptions for humanitarian and flight safety transactions. The Trump administration is planning to tighten sanctions on Iran next month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Finally, there's some good news for Tesla investors. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Wrapping up what was a pretty chaotic third quarter for the maker of high-performance electric cars comes news that the company delivered 82,500 of them in those 3 months that ended on Sunday. Auto industry analysts say that should calm investors who've been very nervous after the SEC threatened to ban CEO Elon Musk. Musk and Tesla agreed last week to pay $20 million each in fines for Musk's claims he had secured funding to take the company private. That settlement allows Musk to stay on as CEO, though it requires him to step down as board chairman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Weather forecasters are predicting this to be an El Nino year. The weather pattern will have a direct influence on what the winter will look like. With more, here's John Clemens.
AccuWeather expert long-range forecaster Paul Postolak tells us he believes the biggest area of concern for travel will be from the southern plains up through the mid-Atlantic states this winter.
Well, we're going to start off with a lack of Arctic air intrusions coming down out of the polar region. That'll be locked up there for a little while, but then it's going to be released as the pattern changes over the Pacific, and then we'll see some diving cold Arctic air masses by the middle and latter part of the season.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.